the Russians decided to give us a party, and we were warned about the vodka and not to let them, you know, give us too much vodka, because that's what they would try and do. And we were told that every captain and co-pilot of each aircraft was invited to this party. And it started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon local time. We thought, well, that's a strange time. We go to this big hall. I think it's part of the school, and there's this table laid up with, and in the middle of the table were four bottles. One was a bottle of vodka, one was a bottle of Russian red wine, a bottle of Russian white wine, and a bottle of English whiskey. Where they got the whiskey from, God knows. And there was caviar and stuff like that. There was nothing substantial there. And so we were invited to sit down at the table, and I said to Cedric Griffiths, who was my co-pilot, Cedric, let's keep together. We sat down together, and a Russian came up and said, no, Russian. And they insisted on there being a Russian in every other seat, so they split us apart a bit. They said, you have drink, you drink. I said, yeah, I'll have whiskey. No. Vodka. You have vodka. No, I'll have. No. Me whiskey, you vodka. And they made me have a vodka. And then, of course, it's one vodka, two vodkas. And I can't, Cedric's next but one to me, I can't get at him. And we're eating these nibbles, which are caviar, which isn't, you know, not very fulfilling. Anyway, I do not remember, nor does Cedric, what happened at the end of that, except we woke up in bed the next day with the most god-awful hangover. It really was. And we found out that the Americans were there as well. One American had wrapped a Jeep round a tree and wrecked a Jeep. God knows how that happened. And the Russians were full of beans, and it was their way of being hospitable. It was absolutely terrifying.